Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for joining us for the program today. This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us. Coast to coast, coming to you, bringing you interesting people like our guest back on the program today, Matt Shea. We're talking about his newest writing called More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books. More Uplifting Stories, an array of stories that convey the values and love of author Matt Shea. Writing specifically designed to the countless unsung heroes that keep our communities rolling, the common man, people like you and me. The stories selected for the Outskirts Press Kindle were randomly picked from his many books. All in all, they clearly emphasize how it's the so-called little people who catch the ball at a moment of crisis and quietly save the day for all of us, all the while maintaining a normal everyday life like the rest of us. The ebook is Matt's way of thanking the many who have supported him as a writer, and more important, a tribute to the common man. It's a great read, some excellent short stories in there, and Matt Shea back with us on the program. Matt, it is always a pleasure. How were things in Seattle today?
Seattle is wonderful today. You just made it a little nicer, Rick.
Oh,
we get going, we always say hello to you and your sidekick, Otto. To Sean, alias Boomer, and Shannon, of course. We always wish you well, and you're always in our thoughts.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. And you have Renee, who is the graphic artist extraordinaire, who did the cover for this book as well. And you'll see the cover if you go to Amazon and look up Matt Shea's books, or if you go to Matt's website directly, mattsheabooks.com. That's mattsheaabooks.com. Link on directly to that website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And Renee is there with you as well. And another excellent job on the cover again. You have this way of capturing Matt, who he is, his spirit, his soul. It's an excellent book cover once again.
Yes, thank you. It's a very special spot, and Matt does a lot of thinking when he's down there at the ocean. I hear him talking to himself and going off and this, and I said, who are you talking to? I'm just thinking about another story, and I'm like, okay.
Well, you need
yes, that does capture him.
You need a place like that to go and to get all of your thoughts and clear your mind and to think, and you are an artist as well. You've got some excellent paintings on your website that you do. Do you find you need to do that as well, sort of escape a little bit, clear your mind, and then be creative?
Oh, yeah. I have to be. It's my therapy. I've only been doing it for about just over two years, and so my stuff is kind of wild sometimes, and art, you know, abstracts and kind of impressionistic. And so I'm all over the place.
Well, that surprises me when you say only 2 years, because it looks like sort of a lifelong hobby vocation that you've had, because you do such a nice job. I follow you on Facebook. How can people follow you on Facebook and get more information?
Well, it's on Artistic Expressions by Renee Klaus, K-L-A-U-S-E. And Expressions is spelled with an X.
Okay.
Thank you.
You will be able to see and be impressed with Renee's work. It is always a pleasure to be able to chat with you on the program. I know that Matt counts on you to be there for your friendship and your professional guidance as you're doing the book covers here. So thank you so much for joining us. An excellent job. You'll see Renee's work on the cover of More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books. Matt, I mentioned a little bit in the beginning, this was a special project that you did for the new publisher, Outskirts Press, for the Kindle version. Talk about what you wanted to do with this, because it had to be difficult to go back and to pull short stories. You have so many that all have such powerful meaning. Why did you start this project?
I appreciate that very much, Rick. We were thinking of the old Whitman samplers, the chocolate.
Ah, certainly,
those
yes.
Four little chocolates that would come in the mail. And we wanted to gift people by thanking them for their support and their input. And so we came up with a $2 Kindle that leads to our websites. It gives an awful lot of free stuff from beginning to end. It was our way of saying thank you. And then we had various people select what their favorite ones were, and then just got the general consensus and put it out there. But it's the same old thing. The theme is always the same. It's a good thing you are the way you are. That's what it's all about. And we get to laugh at each other and learn from one another. And we look at one another, and it's all fair. It's all even.
Well, and it helps us look at one another in a different way. I mentioned the so-called little people, and we've talked about this with past programs that we've done with Matt. By the way, you can listen to those by going to thisweekinamerica.us, clicking on audio, and the programs are there. You'll find them on Matt's website as well, and a video version on YouTube. There really is no such thing as a little person. Everybody has merit. In fact, oftentimes we can learn from other people. And that's something that comes across in all of your writings. Talk about the foundation of that. This basically goes back to a young Matt. What, you were an older boy. Your parents were at a very open household. Is that where all of this came from?
Pretty much so. And then being a fellow human being, the early years in school system, they greatly put us within those guidelines. Now, we all remember the story about the emperor is not wearing any clothes, and it had to do with older people not wanting to hurt someone of authority, and a young person simply being pure, honest, and telling the truth, laying the cards down face up. Because the younger you are, the more honest you're going to be, and then we age to realize that that's the best path to begin with. So it's all about that simplicity. Tom Sawyer had a great one, when in doubt, tell the truth.
Matt Shea, our guest on the program. His website is mattsheabooks.com. We're talking about more uplifting stories from Matt Shea Books. That's available. You can get information at the website, order it, go to Amazon. He mentioned Kindle version. It's $2. It's a great read. They're short stories. One I want to talk about in particular is Secret Radio Man, and this sort of sums up what you do in taking someone and giving a sort of a glimpse into the power that this person has in the lives of others. Let's talk about that. Julie Smythe is the young lady in the book that, she's rewarded in the end. Talk about Julie, and then we'll talk about the story.
Okay, there are two facets to this story. One is that was my message in the bottle, and the other one is about the Julie Smythes out there. We have the unsung heroes who are self-sacrificing, and she was a fellow student, a classmate, who tutored others so they could be eligible to play the sports so that they could graduate on time. They forgot that was their friend. They gave her too high of a rating as if she was a teacher. She was actually just a friend. And Secret Radio Man was this cosmic radio man. Where is he coming from? Who is he? He would come out of nowhere through the radio waves and do his rendition of a upscaled today's rendition of a Wolfman Jack. And what he did was he was in search for the unsung hero that made a difference in people's lives, a person taken for granted. So he did his magic, and he sent himself and his men to her school to draw attention to yet another worthy person who was swept under the carpet. We get a happy ending and a lesson out of it.
Well, yeah, and it's interesting because her relationship with the other student, it's almost like they sort of take her for granted. She helps them get their driver's license. She helps them study for tests. She helps the athletes stay eligible from a scholastic standpoint to be able to play sports. And everybody is in the lunchroom, and they're listening to the Secret Radio Man. He calls her out, and yeah, it's moving at the end. You talk about the way this ends. Her family has tears, the way that she's been accepted and recognized by the others. As a reader, you almost feel the same way for her. You really did a nice job, as you do all the time, of bringing this character alive. You feel like you know a Julie. In fact, we probably all have a Julie in our lives.
I would go further than that. I would say each one of us is a Julie at one time or another.
Yes.
We have all laid down for our loved one, our fellow friend, turned the cheek, bit the bullet, excused someone, gave an explanation, made a difference, bridged that gap to help them as long, because people certainly have done that for us. None of us would have lasted this long. And so the Julie Smythe out there, that's all of us looking in the mirror. We all forget to credit one another for doing those little extras that only you could do or they could do. we keep bringing each other along.
You've got a collection of short stories in the 10 books that have been published so far, and some of the short stories are reflected in the new, more uplifting stories for Matt Shea Books. And you've written the longer books as well. Judge Alvin Wong, I think, was the last one that we had the pleasure of talking about on the program. What do you enjoy more, or do you enjoy both of those? I'm thinking the short ones, boy, you get in, you tell your story. But the longer version, you get a chance to really flesh it out and to let us get to know the characters and the situation. Do you have a preference? Do you like the long form or short stories?
Well, I let the current call it because the first book that I started to write, I had published 6 books before that one was completed. And so basically on a given day, I'm always working on a handful, and it's just how the nature of things plays out. And so a lot of times I'm surprised when a story becomes a novel or it's nothing more than a short story to go in with many. If I could reflect backwards on the Julie Smythe, that story about Secret Radio Man, way back in 1958, and that's for people who are ancient, 1958, there was a woman's group called the Quartets.
Oh,
and
yes.
They did a song called Mr. Sandman.
I almost started singing it.
Was somebody. Oh, yes. And at night, they would sing it, dreaming of Mr. Right to enter their life. Well, on a personal note, that's what Secret Radio Man was. Myself, as an unknown or writer, I wanted that one big break where somebody out there, a radio personality, discovered and believed in me. And that was my message in the bottle, my signal flare. That Secret Radio Man transpired into me being right here this very moment with you, Rick. My prayer got answered. I found my Julie Smythe.
Well, and I found a guest that I really enjoy having on the program that's able to motivate people, entertain people, and give them a great story, which you do in all of your books, but get you thinking when it's over. And you treat people a little bit differently after you've read one of Matt's books. He has 10 that have been published so far. And that number is going to go up. I understand you've got another project that is just about ready for publication.
Well, yes, it is a sequel to our Judge Alvin Wong book we did recently. And I'll say this openly. That's my most favorite story, my most favorite writing, my very best. We've added on to it. And I'm proud of that one. If I'm going to be known for anything, it'll be the Judge Alvin Wong series. And we feel that around summertime, it'll be all packaged, ready to go.
I really enjoyed reading that. Judge Alvin Wong, that was the last time Matt was on. If you want to listen to the program, or more importantly, if you want to read the book, you can order the book by going to Matt's website, mattsheabooks.com. And Shea is S-H-E-A, mattsheabooks.com. It's interesting, you talk a lot about it, and we've discussed it on the program before, the believing in the power of prayer. I mentioned the Catholic upbringing, the altar boy, another similarity we had. We both remember the Cordettes, and we both remember probably getting up in the middle of the night going to serve an early Mass somewhere. Talk about that, the importance of prayer, and what belief is meant to your life.
Well, my mother, who is still with us, age 93, Catholic girl, she always taught us that prayers are answered, but the trick is it positions us where we are meant to be to serve accordingly, not that new toy that we want. And she also said, as you walk through life, you're meeting other facets of God's creation that are there to help guide you and give you information. And you must, in turn, live up to what you're made up of and share them. She says nobody goes anywhere unless you have that interaction through prayer, helping, and then one day you realize you've been helped the whole time the same way.
Matt Shea, our guest on the program, talking about his newest, more uplifting stories from Matt Shea Books. An excellent read. It's available at Amazon, Matt's website. It's a $2 Kindle version. His way saying thank you, and there are great stories in the book. You'll really enjoy this. You can also, while you're there, check out Judge Alvin Wong, which was the latest from from Matt. We talk about the people that inspire you, and I mentioned before about the childhood. You come from a large family, made even larger by foster children and people in the neighborhood that would come by. Did you ever have a good handle on how many brothers and sisters you actually had? Look around the room, you'd think I got 30 or 40 here, it appears.
That's funny you say that. When I was very, very young, my mom had her first foster child that she sponsored overseas. Her name was Gemma. And Gemma, I believe, came from Jamaica, And her goal was to be a seamstress. And mom had sent the money to buy her a sewing machine. And then the day came where she made it to the United States. And I was very young. I was early grade school, if not younger. And her life was complete because mom was allowed to have the avenue to make the connection. And that's what it is. Everything in my life that has gone successful is because enough people reached out to me. It's because they saw me and they gave, and I was in a position to accept. Every element of success I have is through prayer one way or another.
It's interesting how you're able to capture people. I always love it. I noticed that as I was reading just before the show, the Secret Radio Man, the short story in More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books, how you're able to capture people. Are you a great observer of people? I feel like you probably spend a lot of time watching, observing people, and taking some mental notes on what makes people tick.
Well, yes, because I believe the highest level of intelligence is to be perceptive. And I'm the furthest thing from being a rocket scientist, but it's a picture being worth a thousand words. And in regards to writing, I'm more of a photographer. I am taking down what I see in the environment and the dynamics behind it, because once again, those who close themselves off to other people, they cannot go anywhere. They don't have enough sunshine, rain, and fertilizer. Those that could look at themselves, drop their guard, and reach out, now you can grow.
What's like life for you? We've talked before that you went through, took retirement, I think at age 60, so you could follow your dream in writing. How fulfilling has this been? I would think you'd jump up early every morning and ready to take on the world with another book again.
That's very true. I get excited about it, but I learned something. I took the earliest retirement the Teamsters Union offered me, and then I would write, and then I'd have to get back in the workforce again or volunteering, because I start to run out of steam if I'm not having the interaction with other people. It's a wonderful feeling, and as long as I'm partaking in life, which ranges from holding a job, at present I'm working at a hotel. This interview is being conducted in a Hilton hotel that's employing me right now.
Interesting.
I love it. It's great. And who knows what I'll be doing next year. But it's a combination of that interacting with other people, working this kind of job, that kind of job, volunteering. As long as it's coming in, I then have something to send out.
What a great way to observe people in a hotel. That has to give you a great story. Just looking around, you can see people that are happy, they're on vacation, see people that are tense probably because they're there on, you know, for business reasons. They got a presentation in the morning and they're worried about it. You get a little slice of everything, I would assume, there.
Well, we do. It is definitely a chef's surprise. It's a fun buffet, so to say. We get all walks of life. Surprise, surprise, they all have feelings like the rest of us. They all have five senses like the rest of us. And they have something to share, and I love it. I've met a lot of people that made my day or said something profound that enhanced my direction in life. And again, here I am, quote, end quote, a so-called job helping someone. No, it was more like a trade school. They were coming back, showing me something about life. And I say this a multitude of different ways. If it wasn't the wide variety, the all walks of life that I had the good fortune of crossing paths with, I would have absolutely nothing to work with. I would have nothing at all. It's always the people I meet, the Rick Brattons out there and so forth.
Well, you're very kind and very talented, and I love reading your work. The newest is called More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books. The book is available on Kindle. You'll find it at Amazon.com. Also, you go to Matt's website, MattSheaBooks.com, That's mattsheaabooks.com. The book is a great read, quick stories in there, uplifting stories. One thing that Matt's able to do is relate to young, old people. It relates to everybody. So these are stories you could read, share with people at work, share with people in the family. Information at the website on the other books that that Matt has written. A new one ready to come out. We'll have Matt on when that's finished and be able to talk about that as well. Matt, it is always a pleasure. We had a chance to talk with Renee, who did the book covers once again. Laura and Ella, who are normally with us. Laura's at work. Ella's not there today. Our best to them. It is always fun to talk with you and the entourage there. And keep up the good work. The book is very inspiring, motivational, and it's a great read. And it is always a pleasure to have you with us on the program.
Thank you so much. I'm going to hand this to Renee for a split second. She has a little tidbit for you, Rick.
Perfect. And Renee,
hi, Rick.
Hello there. We open with you. We'll close with you. What's happening there?
Okay.
I didn't realize you were in the hotel when we were talking before.
Oh, yes. The thing that you mentioned was the human element in his stories, and that is the very obvious theme through his work, with many unique ideas, many unique stories. And get your tissues out. Get ready to laugh.
Yes.
Deep feelings, like King of Conan's Hill. But the most recent one is futuristic, and it's very fun and interesting. And still, you see the very human element is still there, even 50,000 years from now. It's very interesting.
I'm looking forward to having a chance to read that. It's interesting. You mentioned some of the books of the King of Coleman's Hill. I can remember reading Chase, A Special Person, was moved by that. It's like, I don't know how he's going to top himself, and he did. I think before that was The Groundskeeper, and it's like, okay, I'm not sure how he's going to top himself, and he does. He brings out the character, the Meadowdale Community Project. I'm looking at some of the books, and every one I would highly recommend. So go to the website and check them out. And you're saying not only now, but futuristic stories, he knows what he's talking about as well.
Yes, it's very, very interesting. There's all these, it's like a vacation on Earth. It's really neat. Young adults, I mean, it's fun reading.
Well, you have my total interest now, so we'll be looking forward to that. Renee, as always, thank you. Excellent job with the book cover. Thank you for being with us on the program. And Matt, as always, it's great to touch base. We will stay in touch, and when you've got the new book ready to go, let us know, and we'll talk about it.
Rick, it is so fantastic to know a guy like you. What a friend, Adam. Please keep in touch.
I really appreciate that. It is my pleasure to be able to talk with you and to consider you a friend as well. So best of luck with everything. And again, information is a great read. It's $2. It's a Kindle. You find it at Amazon or Matt's website. It's called More Uplifting Stories from Matt Shea Books. Uplifting is the key to that, because you feel much better after reading the stories. And Matt's website is mattsheabooks.com. Information at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.